Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for consideration this day is recorded in the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, beginning at the 27th verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Redeemed, to whom the Good Shepherd is calling. When I was in the eighth grade, I went on a field trip to see a magician perform. Now, this particular man wasn't a magician in the sense of anything mystical or spiritual. Rather, he performs sleight of hand tricks. Near the end of his performance, he took out a $50 bill, held it tight in his hand, and invited the student with the largest biceps to come up and try and pry open his hand. Well, that seemed like an awful lot of money to us at the time, and because some of us were athletes, or at least thought we were athletes, we were excited to see if we could pry open his hand and claim that money. But no matter how many of us tried or how long we tried, none of us could get his hand open. After a while, he rolled up the sleeve on his shirt and revealed to us why this was the case. His forearm was nearly twice as large as any of our biceps. He had spent much time and effort developing his forearms, and the result was that none of us were able to pry open his hand. In the same way, God would have us know that he holds us, his children, fast in his hand, and no one is so powerful as to take us from him. In our text this morning, we learn the wonderful, comforting truth that Christ protects his sheep. There are three distinct points which we can draw from this text concerning Christ protecting his sheep. The first is that Christ gives his sheep eternal life. The second is that Christ keeps his sheep for eternal life. And the third is that Christ's sheep follow him. Jesus says in this text, I give them eternal life. Have you thought lately about the depth of our need for eternal life? The depth of our sin disease? Can you remember the last time that you were so sick that you despised the thought of food? When the mere sight or smell of food caused you to turn away and hide your face from it? That is similar to how we are by nature to God's word. We want nothing to do with his word. The depth of our sin disease moves us to want nothing to do with the life-saving voice of our Savior. Have you thought lately about the depth of our need for eternal life right now? God's standard is absolute perfection. We read in God's word that the soul who sins shall die. And we also know that we have all sinned against the voice of our Savior. We have not perfectly listened to his voice. We have at times been slow to pick up his word, and we have at times been led astray by people and things which go contrary to his word. Just as earthly sheep are prone to wander from their shepherds, so we have often wandered from the Good Shepherd. Have you ever found yourself neglecting the daily reading of God's word for the sake of getting more sleep, or watching TV, or even doing your homework, or whatever other activities there may be? Have you ever found yourself being led astray into doing or saying something which you knew was contrary to God's word by the world or your friends or your sinful flesh? Without the absolute perfection demanded by God's law, each and every one of us is headed for an eternity in hell. This is why we so desperately need someone to give us eternal life. And Christ indeed gives it. Jesus, our good shepherd, perfectly listened to the voice of his Father. He followed his Father's voice even unto death. In the garden, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Our good shepherd then proceeded to lay down his life for us. He took our sins upon us and willingly suffered hell and death in our place. In this very same chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus said, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." And so we see that the Good Shepherd did this willingly for you. He desired to do this for you. Jesus, speaking in this text, says, "I and the Father are one." Jesus is one with the Father and therefore is true God as well as being true man. Jesus is not simply a virtuous man or even a great prophet. He is God. Therefore, he has the power to accomplish our salvation through his perfect life and innocent death on our behalf. Through faith in this gospel, we have the certain hope of never perishing. That is, we have the certain hope of eternal life with our good shepherd in heaven. The second distinct point which we can draw from this text concerning Christ protecting his sheep is that Christ keeps his sheep for eternal life. That is, he keeps them in the faith. God has claimed us as his own in baptism. By virtue of God's work in us through the word, through the waters of baptism, we are sons and daughters of God. At whatever point in your life it was that God worked faith in you through his word, it was at that moment that you became a child of God. And it is now that very same word which keeps you steadfast in the true faith as we travel towards heaven. This is why the means of grace are so vitally important, for it is in them that we hear the voice of our Savior. God holds us steadfast through his word. No one can take us from his hand. He keeps us steadfast through the means of grace. Through his word and through his supper, we receive forgiveness of sins, we receive strengthening of our faith, and so we receive life. Our Savior's voice in word and sacrament is what sustains and strengthens our faith. The third distinct point which we can draw from this text concerning Christ protecting his sheep is that Christ's sheep follow him. Yes, we still have our old sinful nature, which we struggle with, but we also have a new nature. And according to that new nature, we follow the Good Shepherd. We listen to his voice. We listen to his voice here in chapel. We listen to his voice in our congregations. We listen to his voice in the sacraments. And we listen to his voice in our own private devotions. We also follow his voice. When the world or our friends or our flesh strives to get us to do that which is contrary to God's word, we strive to follow the Good Shepherd instead. We find the strength to do this in our Savior's voice in word and sacrament. When we find ourselves falling into sin, as God's sheep, we repent. We are convicted of our sin through his word. We receive the forgiveness of our sins through that same word, and we receive the strength to live a Christ-like life through that very same word. Our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is truly greater than all. God holds you steadfast through his word. Our good shepherd has laid down his life for you, and he has lived a perfect life for you. Listen to the voice of your good shepherd, for he will never let you perish. His hand is eternally powerful to save you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Out of your fatherly goodness, you have been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners, and have given your beloved Son to be our shepherd. We humbly ask you to grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us, we also may know him, and trusting in him, seek help and comfort in him, from our hearts obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the hymn.